ओम शांति। 7th अप्रैल 2019 संडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडेज अव्यक्त मुरली। दोज हु आर नोअर्स ऑफ द थ्री एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ टाइम त्रिकालदर्शी नेवर सी एनीथिंग विथ वन एस्पेक्ट ऑफ टाइम। दे कंसिडर देयर टू बी बेनिफिट इन एवरी सिचुएशन। So those who are Trikaldarshi, they see everything with three aspects of time. They never see anything with one aspect of time. Past, present and future. They consider there to be benefit in every situation. We often heard Baba mentioning about this term, Trikaldarshi. Darshi means darshan. Darshan means to see. Tri means three. To see three aspects of time. So whenever you do anything, keeping all these three dimensions of time in mind, helps us to avoid mistakes. The past experiences, the attention in the present, and consequences of the present action, the future repercussions of the present actions. So keeping these three things in mind whilst doing anything is to become Trikaldarshi. And such souls will not repent. Such souls would not be sorrowful, because they know that whatever they have done, that is well thought out plan. That is not an impulsive action. That is not just as a rash behavior, but well planned, well thought out, premeditated, well understood, and there is a preparedness. So all those things, when they are there, that stage is known as Trikaldarshi. Now this word Trikaldarshi has been used in even in Bhakti Marg, even in the path of devotion. And they usually use it for God, for saints, those who know the past, the present and future. It's shown in Bible that when Jesus Christ is choosing his disciples, he's just going in the crowd, and out of the crowd he is just picking up one person and telling him, follow me. And that person starts following him. There's another person who asks, should I follow you? Jesus says, no, you don't follow me. Sometimes he's going to some particular place and all of a sudden some person comes in front of him. And looking at him, he sees, he tells him, do you think we met before? The person says, no, I never met you. And Jesus tells him, then whom did you meet while you were meditating near the fig tree? And suddenly that man remembers that when I was meditating near the fig tree once upon a time, suddenly there was a star, suddenly there was a light, and he had some divine experience. So probably it is this man. So he is shown to be Trikaldarshi, as if he knows the past, present and future of the individuals of presence. He even knows what is going to happen. He says that one of you is going to betray me before and only. About Peter, he says, Simon Peter, he says that you will deny me thrice. And the same thing happens. So you see this quality of Trikaldarshi, of knower of three aspects of time in the lives of saints. They look at the person and they know from where they have come, what is their name. And they say, to be Trikaldarshi is one of the Siddhis. Siddhi. Siddhi means supernatural psychic powers. Siddhis means somebody is sick, you touch and he is whole. Somebody can't walk, you make him walk. So these are associated with miracles. Walking on the air, walking over water, all these things. So being Trikaldarshi is said to be one of the Siddhis. Now Baba doesn't use it in that way. Baba doesn't talk of miracles and all those things. Baba says, you do every action being a Trikaldarshi. Thinking the past, the present and future. And when he says past, it just doesn't mean even the recent past. For him, the past is somewhere of Satyug also, of Golden Age. Keeping your sanskars of Golden Age in mind. And when he says present, it is now he is talking about. This moment. This time. And when he says future, it also means considering our future elevated forms in mind. When we were deities, when we were worshipped for the souls. So, this is what Baba means. Now, there are certain things about this word Trikaldarshi. It means some things. It doesn't mean few things and it means few things. To be a Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you start doing time travel. What is time travel? Anyone? Time travel. It's a concept which had come for the first time when H.G. Wells wrote the book The Time Machine in 1895. Time machine means physically you enter either forward or backward in time and correct the mistakes you have done. For example, they proposed the theory that if we can go back in time and kill Hitler, probably we could have avoided World War II. Time lag, time tourism, time space, there are different concepts about time. Time paradox. Many things are there like that. So, Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you attain this power of time travel. It doesn't mean that you become expert in time travel. This is a concept still in infancy. It has yet not been materialized. But they think, and a lot of fictional books and a lot of movies they make on this time travel. It's a topic of great interest to scientists. Can we make some machine, time machine? If we can press that machine, go back in the past and correct the mistakes if you have done anything. And then come back. So that you don't have any repentance. So Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you achieve this time travel. Second thing, Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you do past life regression. You start remembering everything which is in the past. All your births. Baba says Trikaldarshi means you know the past. That doesn't mean that you start knowing all your pasts. Or you trying to make attempts to know the past. Or trying to do past life regression, hypnotic regressions on yourself and on others. It doesn't mean that. Third, past Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you become you start doing clair audience. You start hearing voices from distant places. Clair audience means you sit here and you can tell what is happening at some other place. You sit here and you can know what is happening in America at this time. What voices the person who is speaking you can hear here. That is known as clair audience. Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you become clairaudient. Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you become clairvoyant. Clairvoyant means you start seeing things which are otherwise invisible to other souls. That doesn't mean that you start becoming clairvoyant. Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you start doing fortune telling. Because we know the future, we start predicting things. Today such a thing is going to happen with you. This can itself become a maya when we start predicting. Or even if it is right, but then still it can become a trap. There was a lady in America, and in her dream, she saw a newspaper which is publishing the news of her death. And that was an evening newspaper. And she saw the photograph and the headline. And she woke up in the morning and told her colleagues, "This is what I saw." But they say, "Just forget, it's a dream. Why are you thinking so much? You are alive." But the same afternoon, she meets with an accident. And the evening newspaper publishes the same news. And in the similar manner that she had seen at night. So there are certain souls who get to know what is going to happen in future. So some people start doing fortune telling. They start telling what is going to happen. Today such and such thing will happen. And many things they say comes true. What is the deepest secret of fortune telling? How is it possible that, for example, today is 7th of April, what is going to happen 2 p.m. in the afternoon? Do I know? Or if somebody says, "I know," and he predicts, and the same thing happens, how, what is the secret? Identical, yeah. Because the entire cycle is repeating. That's why it is always possible that what had happened 5,000 years back, the same thing can happen now and I can see that. So some souls can do that, not all. There's one more thing called deja vu. Deja vu is something like that. And many souls, there are certain brothers in Madhuban, and some of them shared their experience here in this class also, that they saw entire Madhuban before coming to Madhuban. They saw entire Madhuban before even coming to Madhuban. And they knew, this is the place, that is the place, here it is this, here it is that, this department, that department. They saw everything, just even before coming to this place. And the moment they reached here, they felt, "Oh, we know this, and we had been here before." So that is deja vu. So Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you start doing future fortune telling. Then Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that intuitions. What is intuition? What is sixth sense? And what is ESP? Extrasensory perception. These are the three words they use. Sixth senses or you acquire knowledge without direct proofs or evidences. You acquire knowledge even without seeing things, without knowing this. Intuitions, you get the intuition. Yeah, premonition, whatever you call it. So you get that. These are the five senses. So it is known as sixth sense. The sixth sense means you, without the help of senses, you start knowing the things. So Trikaldarshi doesn't mean that you start getting intuitions. And seventh, Trikaldarshi doesn't mean thought reading. You know what is going on in the mind of somebody else. Suppose somebody comes to you and you read his mind. That doesn't mean that it is not Trikaldarshi. So these are the seven things Trikaldarshi or knower of three aspects of time means when it's not these seven things. Now, what is Trikaldarshi? So Trikaldarshi means seven things. What are those seven things? First, Trikaldarshi means time travel. When you become Trikaldarshi, you can, not the way as I said before, but definitely you can do time travel. In the sense, you can go back in the past, in the mind, in the cycle, anywhere, any birth, you can go back and see what has happened there. Because everything is recorded in the soul. So you can always go back in the past, you can always go back in future. That's what are our spiritual drills. And this is the practice one should do. Before this body, I was in some other body. This is one yoga experiment. Put 84 bodies in front of you and keep on going from one body into another. This is the last body. Before this, I was in male body. Before that, I was in female body. Before that, in male, then female, male, female, male, female. This is also a sort of time travel. Go back to the first birth of Copper Age and see how the body consciousness entered the soul. Because we must know the cause of the fall. Once Lord Buddha, he came in front of his disciples with a handkerchief and he said, what is this? So they say, this is handkerchief. Then he start tying small knots, multiple knots, small knots on that handkerchief. And then he said, what is this? Any difference? So they say, it is the same handkerchief, but this time there are a lot of knots. Now he says, tell me, if you want to remove all these knots, what you will do? Would you stretch the handkerchief? They said, no, if we stretch, the knots would become even tighter. So what is the way out? It is to go back to every knot and open it. Open it in the similar manner it is tied. So if there is a problem, how that situation is created? I can solve it only when I trace it back to the original stage, the original point from where it started. And everything that happened in order to create such a complicated structure, I have to go back to the same point and try to untwist it in that manner. Anything. Suppose there is a complex relationship, a very difficult, intricate relationship has happened. Going back to the same point where everything was okay and then seeing how the ties got, how this knots got tied, and then trying to remove each and every tie, every knot. So yes, Trikaldarshi means you can do time travel in one way. Then Trikaldarshi also means you can do past life regression. When you are Trikaldarshi, you can see your previous births. Just as Brahma Baba was able to see many of his births. Because everything is in the soul after all. So you can definitely see what I was in my previous birth, what I was even before that. The whole lot of all the 84 births. Because everything is in the soul. The only practice which is needed is cleansing, clearing. There is a lot of dirt, murk. The soul has become murky. So once I remove this dirt, this dust, body consciousness, I can see everything. So Trikaldarshi means to become, to do past life regression. Then Trikaldarshi means to have clairaudience. You sit here and you start hearing voices wherever you want. I can sit here and I can listen to the person who is in Sydney. If I become fully concentrated, that is the telepathic communication, and I focus fully on that. With practice, the things are possible. Not only that, I can even listen to what Hitler had said, Alexander had said. There is something which is known as Akashic records. Akash means sky. So all records are there in the universe. You can listen to what Napoleon had said, because everything is there in the atmosphere. So Trikal Darshi means yes, you start doing clair audience. And the practice they tell is that go in nature, sit all alone, try to listen to all the voices, like the chirping of the birds. Get fully focused on them every day. So gradually one develops this skill or psychic power. Then Trikal Darshi also means that you become clairvoyant. Clairvoyant means you can see what is happening. What is happening? There are people who were totally blind and they could, even just with their hands, they could read what is written. Such people have been there in history. So it means that yes, you can definitely see things gradually with third eye. Third eye, you can see many things. There was one person in America, Edgar Casey or something like that, his name, I don't know. So what he used to do, his retina, his eyes would take photographs of things. He was sitting in America, and suppose in Ahmedabad, once he did it, in Ahmedabad some program is happening. He could imagine that person, and that same person's image would get printed, and then they would take his photographs of the eyes, and they could see in the retina that person. If you want to know, I think his name is Edgar Casey, C-A-Y-C-E, Edgar Casey. So he was one such man who did all these things. And there are photographs of his retina, of his eyes. Some rough images would be created. So all such things are possible. Then fortune telling. This Gyan can make us a fortune teller. We know what situation is going to come in front of me. I will know what situation is going to come in front of me today. And I will remain prepared for it. So even this is possible. This is also a stage of enlightenment. And this is seen in the lives of all the sages, all the great souls, that they could predict. Yes, this is going to happen. For example, there was a person called Dickinson. And when Swami Vivekananda was in Chicago, and he gave his speech and he finished and he came down, all of a sudden one young man, he went up to him and he said, "You are my master, I want to make you my guru." So Vivekananda said, "I am not your guru. Your guru will come. And he will give you a silver cup." He predicted that. And then Vivekananda died. And that Dickinson, who was still in the world, and there is a yet another young man, another sannyasi from India who went to America. The second person going to America was Swami Yogananda, who established Yoga the Satsang Society, headquarters in Ranchi. So this Dickinson became the disciple of that Yogananda. And after many, many years, one day, suddenly Yogananda called Dickinson and handed him over a silver cup. And he did not know any prediction which was made by Vivekananda long back. So, such things are possible, and even in the lives of Brahma Baba it was shown. He knew as if that he is about to leave the body, and before that he took Dadi in the morning and showed everything, Madhuban. And the party went away, but he said, Dadi, you will stay back. And she stayed back. He showed her everything, all the departments. And as if he knew that once I depart, I will hand over everything to her. So, that stage is something like fortune telling. And then Trikaldarshi, sixth thing, it means, what is this? Yeah, intuition. You start getting intuitions about things. That something, some difficult situation is going to come today. Some intuition that something wrong has happened, distant. For example, a mother is sitting here and her son is in London. And suddenly he meets with an accident. And she gets a very strong feeling that something has happened to my son. She gets the intuition. So even such a thing is possible in the world, where there is a strong spiritual or bond. So if we are connected to all the souls of the world, or we are in harmony with the universe, we will start getting intuition. What is going to happen today evening? What is going to happen? You know, in India they show that whenever the warriors, the Rajput warriors, they would go in the battle, and if the husband is killed, the lamp here would get extinguished, or she is carrying a plate, that plate will fall down. Something would happen and they would get to know that something has happened. So because in the universe everything is connected. It's not this country's languages, barriers. There is just one person, one place in the world, just one small village is this world. All the barriers are man created. So all the souls are interconnected to each other, and we can establish connection with any soul. And when we are at the root of the tree, we are connected to all the souls of the world. So yes, intuition is possible. So Trikaldarshi means to have intuition. And last thing, Trikaldarshi means thought reading. You start reading the thoughts of others. This is one of the mark of Karmatit stage. If any soul comes in front of you, you know what is in his mind. Baba says, I am not a thought reader. But yes, he is thought reader. So you also become a thought reader. Baba had said to Didi once that at present you say that whatever is happen will happen as per the drama. But a day will come when you will say that when your thoughts and drama would run parallel. What do you think? The same thing will happen in drama. What is happening in drama? You already thought about it. So there would be a clear-cut harmony in this. So Trikaldarshi means these seven things, and Trikaldarshi doesn't mean the same seven things. It doesn't mean to do time travel. It doesn't mean to have past life regression. It doesn't mean to be clairvoyant, clairaudient. It doesn't mean to do fortune telling. It doesn't mean to have intuition. It doesn't mean to have thought reading. But it also means to be doing time travel. It means to do past life regression. It means to be clairvoyant, clairaudient. It means that you can predict future. It means that you will have intuition, sixth sense, ESP. It means that you will become a thought reader. So this concept of being Trikaldarshi, and you start seeing benefit in every situation with all this. So this is about today's slogan. We'll read it once again. Those who are knower of three aspects of time never see anything with one aspect of time. They consider there to be benefit in every situation. Om Shanti.